I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Welcome, everybody. This is Soul School Lesson 67, The Straight Dope. So this will be the last Soul School of January, and it will involve some interesting scientific findings I've found on brain chemistry. It will also include some of what I'm going to be doing in February, and I'm going to invite you to do it with me, to come along with me. I've really enjoyed some extra time I've had now that I've only been releasing audio episodes once a week. It's given me a lot more time to think. In addition, I've also backed off some of what I do online, social media-wise. It's changed my mind so much about how I want to interact with social media and the kind of boundaries that I want to set up, that I want to do an experiment in February. And what I want to do is more scheduled posts on social media and less direct interaction, reading all of the tweets and getting sucked into the kind of panic and urgency and craziness of social media. I'm calling it Feb Freedom. It's a hashtag, F-E-B Freedom. And so what I'll do is, anything that relates to that, if you want to follow along on social media somewhat, you can look for those, that hashtag, and follow along with what I'm doing. What I'm going to try to do is curtail my interactions on Instagram and Facebook. What I'm going to try to do is longer reads on the internet somewhat, but mostly in just books, and order more books and read longer form items and write more poetry and write more on paper and just kind of pull back a little bit from the digital world. What I found out is that I'm on a dopamine cycle, as a lot of us are. And you'll know you're on a dopamine cycle too if this is how you feel most of the time. Restless, a little bit of a low-level anxiety. When you hear your phone buzz or you see a notification, you kind of get this little hit of anticipation of dopamine that you, oh, what's that? Should I check it out? And you kind of go from this little high to this little high. And that's how dopamine works in our brain. I'm going to share the articles that I've been reading in the show notes so that you can read up on them too and find out about these neurochemicals that we have in our brains that really affect our moods and really affect our brain chemistry and ultimately can lead to things like depression, mood swings and mood changes, and hypoglycemia, which can lead to diabetes, and some really serious things that can happen in the course of our bodies. And of course, our bodies are controlled by our brains, and our brains are very important that we keep healthy and we keep our nutrition correct so that we don't disturb this balance of chemicals in our brains. So if you want to receive the show notes for this episode, they cost $1, but then you get all the other show notes for the entire month for free. So you can find those at patreon.com/sparkmymuse. I think you'll find a lot of really useful resources and material in the show notes this time. And you can also link to them from sparkmymuse.com by looking for episode 76 and then linking to them from there. I try to make the show notes available every time so that you get a lot of value-added features in them, and I hope that you enjoy them. They take a while to put together, but I want to make this really useful for you in your everyday practical life. So how dopamine and serotonin work in your brain, they're very intertwined. And the way dopamine works is it will give you a sense of pleasure, but it's very short-lived. And what happens in places like casinos, they work with your dopamine and they work with your brain chemistry to make you want to punch the button or pull down the lever and keep you obsessively chasing that dopamine high. And anything you do that's sort of compulsive, that brings you a short burst of pleasure, works on this dopamine cycle. The problem is, though, in your brain, dopamine production happening, and you have dopamine receptors. If you produce too much dopamine, your receptors die off because your brain knows it can't receive too much. It tries to regulate and balance it out. So when you're producing too much dopamine all the time, your receptors die off. When you get back to a normal level of normal production, you will feel down and depressed, anxious and negative and bad, because you're producing a normal level of dopamine, but you don't have enough receptors to receive the dopamine. So then you'll need a hit of dopamine again, an extra boost. And so you can see how you can get into this vicious cycle. The more you overproduce, the less receptors you need. And then they whittle down and you get less and less of them. So you produce this vicious cycle where your actually receptors are dying off. So what are you supposed to do then? Your brain is actually creating less receptors, and you're going to have less and less normal activity in your brain and less normal production. You're going to always need that high and that fix. Well, the only thing that really helps is breaking the cycle and stopping the hits and stopping the dopamine rushes. And you need time and patience, and you need to go through this uncomfortable withdrawal period. Just like addicts go through the withdrawal period and the discomfort and the restlessness, and you have to wait for your brain to produce receptors again. And that's where serotonin comes in. Serotonin is not a big high, but it also produces something pleasurable and satisfying in the brain. Serotonin works in a different sort of way. It regulates mood. And if your body is not producing enough serotonin, you'll have mood swings and depression and sleep disorders. And that's why certain products are like SSRIs are selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And they help regulate serotonin in your brain. And those are often prescribed for depression. And sometimes the brain is not balancing your serotonin levels very well, and you'll need to have them regulated that way. It can produce a lot of problems when your serotonin is out of whack, and sometimes you might need to get on a prescription for a while to get the serotonin regulated properly. And when your dopamine's out of whack, it'll mess up your serotonin. And when your serotonin is out of whack, it'll mess up your dopamine. So that's another reason to not mess too much with these dopamine hits, because it'll throw off your serotonin. And the problem with messing up your serotonin is that it can eventually make you insulin resistant and hypoglycemic eventually. And hypoglycemia is often the underlying root cause of diabetes eventually. It messes with your pancreas, and your blood does not respond well to sugar anymore. It's another reason why people with dopamine problems will crave sugar. Often, this is part of a lot of alcohol abusers are also hypoglycemic. A lot of people with Parkinson's disease are also gamblers. It all has to do with dopamine. And getting these hits of dopamine are so important, and sugar also helps release dopamine in your body. And so when people are addicted on these dopamine cycles, it really will throw everything off. So it's that much more important to really moderate dopamine in your brain and really have a disciplined life. It turns out that discipline winds up creating freedom for you and creating freedom for me. I'm just as bad as anybody else. I have to do things on purpose to make sure I'm not a crazy dopamine addict looking for that next hit. I do things like I put my phone on Do Not Disturb at certain hours of the day so I can't be bothered by these bings and chimes trying to get my attention. And what I plan to do for February is remove the Twitter app and the Facebook app from my phone. Just remove them. I'll live without them. If I have to get on, I can go onto my computer and pull them up on a web page. I can work that way, and then I can shut it down. But to put them in their place and put them in a boundary of a certain time of day for, let's say, a half an hour or 45 minutes and then turn it off, that will allow my brain to build receptors again and have proper brain chemistry and brain chemistry balance in my head. And you know what happens is that after you go through that uncomfortable, restless period of growing those receptors back again, you have a clarity of thought like you haven't had in ages. And you have the serotonin starts to regulate again because the receptors are back. And you can have a more of a calmness than you've had in a long, long time. A lot of the restlessness goes away and you feel just more at ease. The mood swings lessen, your sugar cravings lessen. It's pretty wild stuff that you wouldn't think would be related. I'm going to do some things that create boundaries so that I am not a slave to these types of things. Because these products are created, I should say these services are created, and we are the product. And they capitalize on the obsessive compulsive nature that our brains can slip into with these dopamine cycles. So things like checking your stats or looking at salacious images on the internet like pornography, or doing high-risk behavior or smoking or gambling, all these things create these dopamine cycles. And we are all susceptible. Anybody with a human brain is susceptible to dopamine cycles. Nobody is immune. We can all slip into them. So I want to do things like read long articles. I want to get paper books sent to my house. I've noticed that my ability to want to read longer things, my ability to concentrate, has been compromised. And I know that that is a retraining and a rewiring of my brain. It's possible to do. I just have to get over that discomfort. The 24-hour news cycle with the scrollers at the bottom and the quick cuts and the quick segments, those are all part of this dopamine cycle. And before you lose interest, let's get you looking at something else. And before you change that channel, let's show you something else and get you re-aroused in a different story, in a different point, in a different interest. And right after you finish reading that 140-character tweet, here's another one, and here's another one, and here's a picture, and here's a GIF. So all these things are vying for our attention, and they're really screwing with our heads. So it's time for a change. And one of the things I want in 2017 is more freedom. So it's going to start in February. And here's the other thing that I'm going to invite you to do, if you'd like to. I'm going to invite you to go old-fashioned on me and write me a handwritten letter, if you want to. If you want to come along with me, maybe not for the whole month of February, maybe for a week or a weekend or a day or a few hours of just silence or partial silence from social media or whatever it is that you pick. Of course, I won't have any way to know what you decide to do, or if you decide to come along with me. But it is a challenge. This would be the Soul School homework, to pick something that you want to do to try to break your own dopamine cycle of whatever that is for you, and see what you can do. I'm not really feeling up to the challenge exactly, so moral support would be great. And if you want to write me a letter about who you are and what your concerns are and what you're struggling with, I'll keep it private unless you want me to share it. If you want me to share it on the podcast, you can indicate that that's okay. And you can write me a letter. I would like it to be handwritten, and I will try to handwrite a letter back to you. You can send it to my studio. I will leave this address in the show notes and also in the full description of the podcast, if you look it up in the full description. But the address is 49 South 2nd Street, Cressona, Cressona, Pennsylvania, 17929. And that is the February challenge for February Freedom. Write a handwritten letter. And let's see if we can all slow down just a little bit. It used to be not that long ago that people did write handwritten letters as a typical thing, as a matter of course. It used to be not that long ago that we didn't have any social media, and we just went online and read things, and we didn't even have the ability to comment. And it used to be, even before that, that we didn't have anything but email, and we only wrote emails. And it used to be before that, that people just wrote letters or talked on the phone. So it's all possible. If you're of a young age, you wouldn't remember any of that, and it would seem impossible. And so just pretend you're one of your grandparents and give it a try. That's my challenge to you, because I think that we can become more aware and more open, like Matt Inman says, more inefficient, and find a way to suck more of the sweetness out of life, sometimes by slowing down in different ways and opening our eyes up to different things and allowing our brains to heal, grow those receptors back for the kind of chemicals that our brain naturally makes and stops making without this outside intervention and these tricks of the trade that companies do in order to sell their products. I think our brains might need a chance to heal. And when the president of the United States is addicted to Twitter and it changes the course of American history, perhaps it's a call to the rest of us that maybe things need to change and maybe we need to start changing them ourselves. That's what I'm going to start doing, at least by example, in my own tiny little way. Make sure that you go to sparkmymuse.com and subscribe to the newsletter. I'm going to have more time on my hands, so I hope to write blog posts, which I haven't done in quite a long time, that you can read on my website. And I hope that you subscribe to the newsletter, which I want to send out once or twice a month to all the newsletter subscribers. And subscribe, of course, to the podcast so you don't miss any of them. I might have a chance to do bonus episodes. Been wasting a bunch of time on social media, and I don't realize how much time it is. When I'm off, I think, wow, what am I going to do with all this time? This is incredible. I have time to think. I have time to plan. I might have time to do an extra podcast, and that would be really cool. And I would love to hear from you, from your own hand. And I apologize ahead of time for my handwriting. It looks like a sociopath handwriting. It's terrible because I usually type everything. And probably have to look up words because I have some sort of learning disability when it comes to spelling. But I'm going to try to do this because I think it's an amazing opportunity to think differently. When we write things out longhand, our brain really slows down and thinks in this long fashion that it doesn't in a hurried fashion when we type. And something changes. It's like journaling. If you've ever journaled or used a Moleskine or notebook and written things out, something else happens. Some gears do something differently in our brains. And I think that's a really neat invitation to give out. And whoever's listening, maybe you'll be inspired to just start writing in longhand a little bit, or maybe send me a letter. If you do that, I'd be very excited to see what you write. And even if you don't, I hope you'll be inspired to look up some things about dopamine and serotonin and the other neurochemicals that are going out around up there in your skull. And I hope that this new year brings a lot of peace and rest and hope for you. I hope that you are blessed and that things are well with your soul. So until next time, I bid you well. Thank you so much for listening.